Hello, and welcome to Lisa's Lair. This week's episode is on Bachelor's Grove Cemetery, located in the southwest suburb of Chicago in Middle Lothian. Now, I'm doing this episode a little differently. Since this is on Bachelor's Grove Cemetery, I felt the need to be outdoors. So I'm out in my backyard at dusk on my log swing. So we'll see how this goes. One other note. You may notice we are sans Angela this episode. She's got a lot going on, so she chose to sit this one out. And let me also preface this by saying Angela and I and my brother-in-law, who we affectionately call Cemetery Joe, did actually go to Bachelor's Grove several years ago. We went during the day. I did not go into the woods. I didn't have the cojones to go into the woods, for fear of bringing something back with me. Now, the cemetery itself is pretty small. It's just a 1-acre spot near the Rubio Woods Forest Preserve. The cemetery itself has experienced a lot of vandalism. People have defaced the graves. There's even been reports of the coffins being dug up and disturbed. Animal sacrifice near the lagoon at one corner of the cemetery. So who knows what other rituals they did. So besides that, I believe that this is just a naturally haunted spot. I'm sure that the animal sacrifice, the rituals, I'm sure that all played into maybe heightening the paranormal experience and maybe bringing some not good things into it or into light. This cemetery, it was originally called Everdon's, and the first burial was in 1844, and the last burial was in 1989. In 1864 is when it became known as Bachelor's Grove. Nobody really knows why the name changed. There's a story that, you know, the early settlers in this area were a group of unmarried men, hence the name Bachelor's Grove. Also, when gangland activity was at its height in the 1920s and 30s, it's said that bodies of gangland violence, their victims, were dumped in the lagoon. So I'm sure that there's probably a lot of unrest with that. I guess the stories of the hauntings started to go down around the late 60s, but in 65, Bachelor's Grove became popular as a lover's lane. Couples going there hoping to be scared. Ooh, the romance. Can you just imagine? And then they started getting a lot more reports of hauntings in the 70s and the 80s. Now, there's a few popular hauntings there, stories that people have told over and over. One is of a floating, vanishing two-story farmhouse. And this farmhouse supposedly looks very real. It even has a porch swing. It's got a light in the window that I guess draws people to it. But as you get closer, it starts to shrink and it eventually disappears. Now, there's a legend with this farmhouse that anyone who reaches it or enters it never returns. But I don't know anybody who's reported seeing anybody reaching the farmhouse or making it into the farmhouse and disappearing with the farmhouse. So, true or not, that's for you to decide. But there are no records of this house ever existing in the vicinity. So where did it come from? Or, you know, at one point, was there a house like this there? And, you know, it just either didn't make it into the records or those records are long gone. I guess we'll never know. Now, there are some human ghosts. Monks, phantom monks, have been reported seen wandering through the cemetery. But there's no report of a monastery ever in the vicinity. So, I don't know. Were there monks buried there? Again, I don't know. Because a lot of these headstones you can't even read them anymore. I mean, they're so worn out. And again, there was so much vandalism. So I don't know. I don't know if monks were buried there, but there wasn't a monastery around there. One of the most popular ones, the White Lady, or she's also known as the Madonna at Bachelor's Grove, carries a baby in her arms and wanders the cemetery during a full moon. Once again, there's a legend that a mother was buried next to her baby. So, I mean, is she wandering the cemetery with her baby because she wasn't buried with her baby, just next to her baby? I don't know. And I'm not sure. There's a popular picture that's been published in the paper. It's all over the internet. It was either 91 or 92. Somebody had taken, and you can see a woman sitting on a headstone. Nobody's ever been able to recreate it. So is this the Madonna, the White Lady? But the picture does not look like she's holding a baby. So we don't know who this person is. There's also reports of a child, a small boy, asking people for help. Some of the non-human hauntings are phantom vehicles. You see vehicles, looks like a vehicle's coming up the road or coming at you and disappears. A black carriage. And again, you know, we don't really know the history of the people buried at Bachelor's Grove. I don't know that anybody's ever delved into that, but again, at this point, I mean, so many of the headstones, you can't even read them, so I don't even know how you could research it. Also, a man glowing yellow, I don't know what that's all about. And to me, if you've got a man glowing yellow, I'm gonna say that's probably not a good entity, and I'd run. And then a farmer, his horse, and his plow. Now, there is a story about a farmer working the land. Something spooked his horse. The horse dragged them all into the water, and they drowned. So, the farmer's still working the land where he died. Maybe he doesn't know he's dead. I don't know. Reports of orbs, flashing lights, dancing lights, kind of like a police car. You think a police car's coming, and then it just disappears. And people have reported, you know, the, you know, feeling unusually cold, and cold spots, as we all know, are a good indication that there's some kind of entity there. People have also felt like they're not alone. You know, someone's watching them, someone's standing next to them. There's nobody else there. And a few people have reported feeling sweaty hands on their skin. I'd have to say, I feel that. I'm out of there. That's all I'm saying. But it is. It's a very haunted spot. If you do go visit, I would suggest doing it legally, which is from sunup to sundown. Because if you go after hours, if you know, you will be chased off by the caretakers, and maybe escorted out by the police. So unless you get a permit or permission from somebody who works there, go during the cemetery hours, which are, or the forest preserve hours, which are sun up to sundown. There's all kinds of information on Bachelor's Grove on the web. And I would say, you know, check out, there's one, maybe two books by Ursula Belinsky, a Chicago ghost aficionado. She gives haunted tours. She's had many experiences. I've seen her lecture twice. She's got an audio walking tour on YouTube. And she's been on numerous shows. She's got a very, very interesting story about when she, you know, was given permission to go into the woods there after dark. It's very interesting. I highly suggest checking it out for further, you know, some further detail and information on Bachelor's Grove. So that's our episode for this week. Once again, I want to thank everybody for their support, for their positive reviews and ratings. It helps so much. It has helped so much with getting this out there for other people to discover it. It's truly appreciated. Again, you can listen to it here on Anchor or anywhere you listen to your podcast for free. If you have a story you'd like to share, you can comment here or you can email at lisaslairpodcast@gmail.com. Or if you'd like to be a guest on the podcast, that would be great. We truly appreciate it. And we're also on Facebook at Lisa's Lair. So you can leave us messages, you know, on any of those forums. We'd love to hear from you. And, you know, like I said, we're always looking for new stories. We're always looking for guests. So that's all we've got for this week. Until next time, stay safe.